Staying true to yourself while growing your business. Business growth is exciting, but it can bring pressure. Pressure to follow trends, pressure to scale fast, pressure to do things the way others think you should. But here's the thing. Growth doesn't mean losing yourself. In fact, the most sustainable and fulfilling growth happens when you stay anchored in who you are. Your authenticity is your greatest asset. Now, we hear that word a lot, authenticity, but it is true. Who you are is what draws people to you. It's what builds trust and it creates lasting relationships. If you try to be someone you're not, if you chase strategies that aren't aligned, you end up feeling burnt out or disconnected. You didn't start your business to mimic someone else's path. You started it to create something that reflects you. So today I'm going to share three ways to help you stay grounded as you grow. The first is to reconnect with your why. Revisit your original motivation. Why did you start this business? What did you want it to feel like? Who do you want to serve? When you reconnect with your purpose, it becomes easier to make aligned decisions, even when the noise of growth gets loud. For me, my why was clear. I want to support women in transitioning to entrepreneurship. Drawing from my own experience living and working across six different countries, this purpose has become my compass, guiding me to create programs that truly resonate with me and my ideal clients. The second way to stay grounded is to create your own definition of success. Not everyone wants a six-figure launch or a team of 10. Maybe success for you is about flexibility. Maybe it's creative freedom to work with clients who light you up. Define what that growth looks like for you and let that be your guiding light in the choices you make. And the third way to stay grounded is to trust your intuition. If I could say it, intuition. The more your business grows, the more advice you're going to receive. Some of it will be useful, some of it won't. Tune into your gut. Tune into that sixth sense. You know more than you think. You know a lot more than you give yourself credit for. If a strategy feels off, give yourself permission to explore a different way. Staying true to yourself also means setting boundaries. As you grow, more people will want your time, your attention, your energy. Be really clear about what's okay and what's not. Protect your space so you can create from a place of calm, not chaos. Growth can mean deeper, more impact, more alignment, more joy. Sometimes the most powerful business move isn't about scaling, it's about simplifying or shifting focus or saying no to what no longer fits. Earlier this year, I made the decision to focus solely on my one-on-one coaching. Even though it meant saying goodbye to some other things, it was a risk, but it allowed me to create a more impactful experience for the women I serve. And it's brought me so much joy in my work. You have the right to evolve in your business. You have the right to evolve in a way that honors the season of life you're in, your energy and your truth. So grow, but do it your way. You'll attract the right people, you'll create more meaning, and enjoy the journey a whole lot more. If you want to know where to start, download my free Wheel of Life workbook. Go to leaptolead.com/balance. It'll help you reflect and reassess where you're at, but also the goal setting template will help you work out your next step. The Wheel of Life is available at leaptolead.com/balance.